The specter of fee hikes for tour operators generates discussion in Haines, and the Sheldon Museum unburdens itself of an explosive acquisition. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Those stories are up next. Title V is the chapter of Haines Borough Code that concerns tour permits. Its purpose is to regulate tours in the borough. Proposed fee increases for tour permits are generating hearty discussion. The Tourism Advisory Board, or TAB, was tasked with clarifying Title V to make the administration process less time-consuming and burdensome for the borough. TAB recommended extending the life of tour operator permits to 2 years and increasing the permit fee. Borough administration introduced a sliding scale of fees for tour operators, up to $15,000 in fees for tours that have been operating for more than 3 years and see 10,000 yearly visitors. As it stands in code, the borough may use permit fees to cover the cost of issuing and processing permits. Critics of the sliding scale say this is overreach and that it opens the borough to litigation. At a TAB meeting this week, Karen Hess of Chilkat River Adventures said she and her husband have already gone to court over a similar issue.
Duck and I won a lawsuit based on that very same thing against DNR. If they put in a tiered pricing, I will guarantee you we are going to sue the borough.
Tour operator Sean Gaffney is the executive director of Alaska Mountain Guides. He supported a permit fee at the TAB meeting, but he says the industry pays its way in sales tax. He warns that fees could have cascading economic consequences.
It is penalizing us. It's hamstringing the economy. And it is, as again, as somebody who has worked so hard to help us have a balanced, healthy, vibrant economy, it's incredibly difficult to see the borough pushing down on that.
He says the industry contributed to an increase of $200,000 in sales tax in the last 2 years. 1% of the sales tax in Haines goes to Fund 23. That's money for tourism promotion and economic development. It pays for things like the Haines Vacation Planner and work trips the administration takes to promote the borough. At this week's Commerce Committee meeting, Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel said that sales tax covers much of the expense of maintaining public infrastructure that supports the tourism industry. But she says it doesn't go all the way.
So sales tax income does pay for a lot of the costs that we incur. But I wouldn't say that if we added it all up together, which I could do, I suppose, you know, to make an estimate of what does it really cost us to, I would guarantee you it's more than $25,000. I'll guarantee you that.
$25,000 is the estimated cost of the time the clerk spends regulating tour operators. That's not all the borough does to support the industry. Schnabel says the administration advocated industry interests during the state highway project and spent $26,000 cleaning toilets for tourists in 2018. Mayor Jan Hill was present at the TAB meeting. She says the proposal needs to stay in committee until it's fixed.
Last night, it was clear to me that this is not ready to go to the assembly for their consideration. Unless the administration, you know, pull something together that is more palatable to the industry people and to this body, I'm going to recommend that we move it back to the Commerce Committee.
TAB is sending their original recommendations to the borough, with an increase in permit fees and a longer permit period to cut down on administrative burden, but no sliding scale of fees. Current annual tour operator fees are $25 a year. TAB recently proposed $500 biannual fees. The Assembly will decide whether or not to move forward with the recommendations at their February 12th meeting. The Haines Sheldon Museum is once again safe to enter after a military explosive team removed an antique explosive from the building. With help from the Haines Borough Police Department, the U.S. Army's 716th Explosive Ordnance Disposal Company detonated the mortar. KHNS's Henry Leisha has more.
The Haines Sheldon Museum contacted the Haines Borough Police Department on Friday about a World War II era mortar from Japan in its collection. Museum Director Helen Alton said the staff had safety concerns because the device lacked proper documentation as to whether it still contained explosive material. Haines Police reached out to the 716th EOD Company out of Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson in Anchorage for guidance. After reviewing photos of the mortar, the company advised police to close the museum to the public and staff until they could assess the object in person. A team of six soldiers arrived in Haines by helicopter on Thursday. Around noon, three members of the 716th EOD entered the museum to assess the mortar. Alton says the team reported that the device did, in fact, pose a safety risk.
They spent quite a bit of time in there. They did x-rays and they weighed it. And it is not a full mortar. Somebody did try to empty it, but it isn't low enough in weight for it to be completely empty. And they found a haze in the pictures that suggests that there's still some explosive in there.
Police Chief Heath Scott says that the team of soldiers decided the safest option was to dispose of the device by detonating it. Roger Schnabel gave police permission to detonate the mortar at a gravel pit around 5 Mile on the Haines Highway near the Southeast Road Builders headquarters. According to Scott, C4 was used to explode the mortar. Museum staff have been working at the Hainesboro Public Library since their building was closed. Alton says she is excited to return to her office.
I think we're all ready to be back in our desks and our computers.
Staff will be able to return to the museum tomorrow. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
That's your KHNS local news. I'm Claire Strempel. Thanks for joining us. You can read these news stories and more on our website, khns.org, or follow the podcast on Stitcher or NPR One.